Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Kennen Holdings Limited conference call to discuss the full year 2019 results of Kennen. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Kennen published its press release with full year results earlier today. The press release, as well as summary financial information of Kennen and OPC, have been publicly submitted to the Securities and Exchange Commission on Forms 6-K. Kennen is also filing today its annual report on Form 20-F for 2019 with the SEC, including audited financial statements for 2019. These documents can be accessed from the SEC's website and have been filed with the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange and are available on the company's website. With us on the call today are the management of Kennen and OPC Energy. This includes Mr. Robert Rosen, CEO of Kennen, Mr. Mark Hessen, CFO of Kennen, and Mr. Giora Almoghi, CEO of OPC. Rob will first provide an update on Kennen and Corus. Giora will then provide an update on OPC, followed by Mark, who will discuss the financial results of Kennen. We will then open the call for the question-and-answer session, followed by a concluding statement by Rob. Before we start, I would like to point out that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements, including statements regarding expected events, developments, or the expected performance of the company and its subsidiaries and associated companies, including those statements identified as forward-looking in Kennen's full year 2019 results release and its annual report on Form 20-F for 2019. These statements are only estimates or plans, and there is no guarantee that they will, in fact, occur. Actual events or results may differ materially from those projected, including as a result of changing market trends, as well as other risks and uncertainties identified in the full year release and the Risk Factors section of the company's annual report on Form 20-F, filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, and in the section entitled Caution Concerning Forward-Looking Statements in the earnings release. In addition, this conference call includes certain non-IFRS measures, including OPC's EBITDA. For the definition of such terms and a reconciliation to their most directly comparable IFRS measures, see Exhibit 99.2 to the Form 6-K furnished to the SEC today. The Form 6-K is available on the SEC website as well as Kennen's website. With that, I will now hand over the call to Rob. Rob, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. I'd like to welcome all of you and thank you for joining us today for our investor conference call to discuss Kennen's full year 2019 results. In light of the current global situation, we hope everyone is staying safe, and we thank you for making the effort to join us today. Starting with Corus, we have some very positive news. We previously announced an agreement to sell 50% of our remaining stake in Corus, which was 12%, to the majority shareholder of Corus. We are pleased to update that the sale has now been completed, and we have received a full payment of 1.56 billion RMB, or $220 million. As a result, we now hold a 12% interest in Corus. The majority shareholder holds 63%, and Chery owns 25%. In addition, we've also received aggregate cash payments of $17 million in December 2019 and April 2020 from Chery as a result of repayments on Corus bank loans and corresponding reductions in Chery's obligations under its guarantees. We expect to receive an additional $1 million from Chery in connection with the 12% sale. Once this is received, we will be fully reimbursed for the cash collateral of 244 million RMB, or about $36 million, that we had previously provided to Chery. The sale was completed despite some very challenging and particularly unusual circumstances, especially in China, which caused some delay in the completion of the process. We are very proud of the efforts of our team, and we're very grateful for the efforts of our partners in China. As a reminder, Kennen retains the right to cause Corus's majority shareholder to purchase Kennen's remaining 12% equity stake in Corus. With that, I'd like to hand the call over to Giora to discuss the business developments and results of OPC. Giora, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Rob. In terms of business development, OPC Hadera is in the process of commissioning a 148-megawatt cogeneration plant in Israel. The total cost of completing the OPC Hadera plant is expected to be approximately 1 billion shekels, or $289 million. Construction of the Hadera power plant has been completed and is currently in the late commissioning stage. Due to the spread of the COVID-19, Hadera's EPC contractor expects a delay in the completion of the acceptance test of the power plant, which could result in a delay in the commercial operation of the Hadera power plant. On Summit, OPC is developing an open-cycle natural gas-fired power station with a capacity of approximately 396 megawatts in Israel. We are progressing with the development of the Summit project. In February 2020, the Electricity Authority notified OPC that Summit met the financial close milestone. In addition, as a result of reaching financial closing, we completed the purchase of former minority partners, and now OPC Energy holds 100% of Summit. Last week, OPC issued a bond, Series B, in the amount of 400 million shekels, which are approximately $113 million, bearing an annual interest rate of 2.75 linked to the Israeli CPI. In terms of financial results, OPC's revenues in 2019 were $373 million as compared to $363 in 2018, mainly due to higher availability in Rotem power plant in 2019 and an increase in the electricity tariff that was in the beginning of 2019. OPC's EBITDA in 2019 was $105 million as compared to $91 million in 2018. OPC's net profit was $34 million as compared to $26 million in 2018. OPC's net profit attributed to its equity shareholders in 2019 was $25 million as compared to $20 million in the previous year. Please note that OPC's results as published in New Israeli Shekels by OPC are slightly different from those published by Canon in USD, as they do not include the impact of exchange rate fluctuations on the translation of the results from Shekels to US dollars. That ends my summary, and now I'll hand over to Mark Canon, CFO, for the financial summary. Mark, please go ahead.
Thank you, Gior. Canon's consolidated results are largely made up of the consolidated results of OPC, which have just been described by Gior. The results of Chorus and Zim are reflected under results from associates. In 2019, Canon earned a consolidated profit of $2 million. And you can find additional details in our earnings release on Form 6K that we filed earlier today and our annual report on Form 20F for 2019 that we plan to file later today. In terms of liquidity and capital resources, Canon's cash balance as at December 31, 2019 was $33 million, and Canon does not have any material debt. The balance of $33 million is prior to the receipt of $220 million from the sale of Chorus and an additional $6 million received from Cherry in April 2020. Finally, as a reminder, Canon is the beneficiary of a four-year deferred payments agreement reflecting deferred consideration from the sale of its Inkia power business in 2017. Amounts under this agreement accrue interest at a rate of 8% per annum. And as at December 31, 2019, the accrued amount was $204 million. That ends our summary, and we will now be happy to take your questions. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. There are no questions at this time. Mr. Rosen, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Thank you, operator. So on behalf of the management of Canon Holdings, I would like to thank you for your interest in our company. If you have any follow-up questions after this call, please feel free to contact Canon's investor relations team, whose contact details are on the press releases. I thank you again and farewell from me. Have a good day, and we hope you are staying safe.
Thank you. This concludes the Canon Holdings conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.